There's Linky. They put a electronic box here to control everything you do, how much electricity, the whole internet. It's total control, and many French people, they don't like it. And here, it's the same thing here. You see, why do they put the dot here in red? Because one side has a square and the other side has a circle. It says square and compass. And here's the octagon with the concept of four in the middle and eight things around it and another four little things, and there's a circle in it. So there's the concept of three, the concept of four, there's octagon. And you get all these colors here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, there's another storm here. Really bad. They said it's going to be winds up to 200 kilometers an hour.
Glad I'm inside. I was in my tent last year and I had so many storms. I listen to it. This is not normal, you know. Normally, if there's a storm, you know, the natural way, that means the wind is going from a warm air to a colder air. Normally, it's brought, like, if there's by the Gulf Stream, like from Florida, getting here in Europe, you know, like warm air suddenly in the middle of the winter, you know. But this is not normal. Like every week there's a storm almost, you know. There was a storm like last week and there's another one. Why? Well, I tell you why. The air can also be moved by electricity. We got the whole air full of Wi-Fi, cell phones and whatever, you know, military stuff and all that. It's all electric. This is an electric storm. Everything is, they're destroying it. Listen to this. They're destroying everything. You know? So the wind can also move, like, from electric plus to electric minus, and this is what we're seeing today. It's misery, all this Wi-Fi. I mean, you can have a cable. I don't have a cell phone. It kills everything. You saw my video about the what they did with the 5G with the dolphins. I made that video about the bees getting killed because of cell phones. No, it's gone. It was on my Gure channel. It's not normal, folks.
Look, the concept of three must be something official, eh? That's the library. You know, it's the big street here. Well, big, I mean, main street. Church. Mourning the dead. Yeah, of course. Yes. Yeah, look, real estate. It's like banks, you know, and you see the concept of four. And two hands, Freemasonry. And there's a circle underneath, so it says the concept of three and the concept of four. Right? So everything, you know, everything belongs to them, you know. Look, a house with owls, Freemasonry, you know. Where is it? Lost it. Oh, there it is. Okay. See? Yeah. Nazis, Romans, you name it. It's full of it, eh? So when the war's coming up, you know, they're not going to kill the people inside. They're going to do the rest of the lot here, eh? But not inside, you see? Hey, look, number 33, it's a big one, eh? Hey, look. Come on. It's a big one. Number 33. I just had to pull my thumb out, eh? But they're not stopping anyway, you know. It's a big one with his owls and all that. Big Freemason. It's probably, his house is probably 22, but he definitely changed the number. You know, over there is probably 21 or something, you know. Yeah, look, and it says something with a cross. La Croix sur me. I don't know what that means. Probably a Templar's. I think it's a sort of a Templar's cross, eh?
Yeah. Hello. What's up?
Now look at this. LGBT colours, and it has the boy lovers symbol. And it says a six, like 666. Yeah, here's a six. It's almost that sign. Even the Pope had it, eh? Why is there six on it here? This one here? Oh, yeah, that's two ovals here, or two circles. Not connecting yet. Across the Freemason. Yeah. Yeah, look, the bloke also has like four green lizards here. There's one. I can't see that much. Yeah, well, there's one. And there are, I think there are three owls. Three owls. I mean, why don't you put a nice dog there, a little poodle or something, or a cat? They're not damn reptilians, eh? You put a reptiles on, eh? Well, a nice animal, you know, a nice cozy animal or something, you know? And here, look, our blood is here. Our the grail, our descendants is here. You know? Hey, yeah. Everywhere, folks. Still this one, look, this one has a square and a circle. Oh, look, is that what I told you? You know, look at it. This house number is 29. Look, I'll show you, there's nothing. You know, there's nothing like in between. There's no house here, you know. And then you get that house there. It skips one house, there's nothing, see. You just needed to have the number 33, it's probably the mayor. You know, just super powerful, eh? See, there's nothing. 29. Oh, there you go. Guy with his falcons. It's a falcon, eh? It's Horus, eh? Of course. Oh, I didn't tell you. Well, the Roman eagle is a falcon anyway. The German eagle, no, I don't say the German eagle, I say the Nazi eagle. The German people didn't know a clue, they didn't have a clue what's going on. So I'm going to hitchhike here. Look, first thing I see, look at the logo here. You see the circle for the compass? And there's the concept of three, and it's horizontal in red. Actually, red should be vertical, but it doesn't matter. It's always red and white anyway, you know. So there should be the concept of four as well, somewhere. I don't see it, but maybe it's not always. Anyway, the concept of three is them. And the circle, the compass is them. We are the square. The slaves. So I got invited here by a nice Arab. And, you know, what's interesting here, you see all these crowns here. And there too, it's full of crowns. Because it's called here the Burger King, as you can see there. It's always the king, you know, the crown. You see, this crown here has a lot of concept of three and a concept of four. Triangles and squares. Why they don't make it round, eh? Actually, the name Burger is from Hamburg, which is a town in Germany. And a Burg, a Burg, it means a castle. And Ham, it's an old Germanic word for a harbor, like Hafen, Hamm, Hafen in German. And so a hamburger actually means a castle where a harbor is, and then the king. It's always the king, you know, it's always. This is interesting. We see the Templar V, There it is. Why then make it the V in another color, you know? Templates. Now we got this one here. Look. So there are three lines, and one is one of four, and one is different. So it's differentiated between the concept of three and the concept of four. And of course, the red one is the old world's order, and it's like it should be vertical. So this thing just came down, you see? And it's a distinction between the three and the four. So it's everywhere. It's all kings and Freemasons and pharaohs. Hey, homie Ross, I'm not going to bow to the king, hey? Hello people, you all see this. Look, it's the square and compass here. The circle is the compass. And there shouldn't be the horizontal line over here, but it is to make the square. And that's why they make it in another color. So this is red and white and the Templars colors. It's everywhere. Okay people, here's another one. You all see the red circle for the compass. And there's the square. It's difficult, it's not focusing in. You see the square? So it says square and compass. And the black, what do I see, the black? Well anyway, there's square and compass, eh? Oh, look at this one, people. Look, you see the SS sign? There's only one here. I showed it in my film, the neutral base of the master race. There are two pyramids in it, in the colors red, white and blue. It's always the same, people, you dumb slaves. Hey? And this remembers me on the Le Refuge Solvé, the guy hanging on the mountain like, you know. Now he's got a internet corner here. Yeah. Business Pro. And even here they show the concept of four. There you got the four. And here you got the three and the four as well. Now if it's full it would be four. And here you can see three, the one's half full. Here as well. Concept of three and four in a circle. It's everywhere, folks. Our masters. Hey. Business Pro. And if you want to make your own business, you know they're gonna take, eh? We have a little Wi-Fi corner. Nice though. Having a sandwich the nice Arab gave me. Look, I'm in my tent. I've got my ultraviolet filter on. So, yeah. If I take it away, you get like this. Yeah, like this. So anyway, so now I turn it off. Look, you see what's there? Bloody European community. it doesn't focus in, eh? Man, you can see it on there. Come on, takes time, eh? Hey, I have to do it again tomorrow. That's the building of the European community. Eh? It's because of the lights. Yeah, now it does. Look. You see? Now I'm sleeping next to it. If I would be sleeping real next to it, you know, well, it's focusing in on the on all the fences here. I'll show it tomorrow. Yeah, so there's a little tennis court here. Yeah. Game, set and match for Mr. Ross. Yeah, look, maybe you can see it now. There it is, out of my tent. The European Community Building. In my tent. That thing is heavily guarded, man. Yeah. Me.
I got the fence in between there. Pharaoh, me, just next to it. Now look, this one has the G of the Freemasons in it, the number 7 with a circle, and it has the wings of Ma'at, the goddess, eh? The one who gave you the Ten Commandments, like to obey and be a obedient little boy, eh? Take it all, you know, while they're killing your sons and brothers and fathers, and don't do nothing back, eh? Just turn your other bloody cheek, like. I don't know what the fuck they're doing here. No. It's me. There's no G here, no Ma'at. You get lost with your Ten Commandments. Look, there's some homeless living here, eh? Look, under the bridge. Even got a little breakfast table, like. The cupboard to put the beer in. Under the other bridge there were tents.
So I was here at the dentist. You see the G and the 7. Part of the 7 is like a circle, and the other one is, it's in red and white. And it has a double M. Now, there was the lamp shining in my face at the dentist chair, yeah? And I see that shit everywhere, you know? He's got my tooth fixed. A broker, they have these special cakes here with a stone in it in France. A king, Galette du Roi. And I broke the teeth on it. You know, it's, the G is even in a Freemason G in another color. And the G is the 7th letter. And here's the 7. It's everywhere, folks. So this enterprise, you know, it belongs to the Freemason boys. Okay, people, I'm hitchhiking again. A nice French person here. And look at this here. You see there's 4 things there around it. It's the concept of 4. The whole thing is like in 2 squares. And there's the square for the square and compass. And the circle is the compass. It's everywhere, folks. Right. Tu veux dire salut au YouTuber?
No?
Okay. He doesn't want to. What does it say? Distribution. Yeah, well. The yellows, of course, it means gold. Golden. Okay, people, look, here's another one. They're from England. Look. It doesn't focus. Sort of. Avec le vitre. Okay, you see the G? Freemasons on between the square and compass. And they even made a square in it, in the G, you see that? Yeah, a little square in it. It's not a coincidence. English. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, the rest of the G is like a circle, you know, the compass. And a little square in it. So everybody reads the square and compass, eh? Guideline. Well, I don't need your guideline for this, I know it, I'm your guideline. Okay, ça roule.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, what would you like to know? What would you like to, that is a bit difficult.
Well, you just told me that the war in Algeria, there was a war between French and French, not against Arab.
Well, it was, yes, it was French against French people. And don't forget that at that time, the Algerian people, the Muslims, had the French nationality.
Yeah. So you were a pilot and flying the Corsair?
Yes, indeed.
And because you didn't like... So you didn't like this war and you...
I didn't like the war because... I think that the independence was just a word, and it, as it was shown later, it was just for the profit of some people, and they tried to. You had a lot of propaganda to convince the people that if they were with the French people, it would be bad. And And it was horrible because you have to remember that De Gaulle came at the power to save the Algérie française, the French Algeria. And his, well, I don't know how you say in English, une âme damnée.
Comment?
L'âme damnée de quelqu'un.
L'âme?
L'âme damnée.
Ah, the soul.
Oui, the soul, yes, but it's a French typical, but because he was, Michel Debré was to exactly the slave of De Gaulle.
Yeah, he was the prime minister, wasn't he?
Yes,
yeah.
After, but before De Gaulle came, well, he came, well, he said, well, you see, it's a shame the French Algeria will not be more French and they will give that to the terrorist independence. In fact, he was right. But he said, now, if you vote for me, no, he didn't say that, but De Gaulle said, if you vote for De Gaulle, you will see Algeria will be big French forever.
Yeah. So you also knew the colonel. He was in the same school who tried to kill De Gaulle.
Well, I didn't know him very well, but he was an elder. He was some 7 years older than me.
What was his name again?
Bastien Thierry.
Bastien Thierry,
but we were in the same school for engineers.
Ah, okay.
Aeronautical engineers.
But you also went to Saint-Cyr?
No.
Okay.
No, but he didn't go to Saint-Cyr. He went to Polytechnic. But
yeah.
You see, it's a bit complicated to explain exactly.
What was your rank when you were a pilot?
I was an officer.
Yes.
Well, but when I began, I was the lowest, the lowest grade, of course. But after, I climbed a little bit. But I didn't stay very long in Algeria.
You were a captain. Captain.
No, but at the end, I was not even a captain. I was a lieutenant, because, well, I was young. Yeah. I remained only 5 years, so it was not very much.
And then you said this is a bad war. It is not
because the war was bad. I think the war was not so bad. What was bad? It was the politics, which were traitors to the people who wanted to become to remain French. And it was terrible because they knew that if you were an Algerian, a Muslim, and if you wanted to stay, and the other one, the Felaga, they killed them, but they killed them horribly. Well, they took the skin off, they took the eyes out, and so on. It was really horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And De Gaulle, after having said, well, the Algeria will remain French forever, and when he said, no, but after we'll discuss with them, and we thought, because he was lying, we thought that it was just to discuss, to please UN system. But in fact, he had in mind to get rid of Algeria, because Algeria was, it was good for France for a time, but it was also a financial burden.
Yeah, I understand it. You know, the aristocracy of Europe, they gave the land of the Pieds Noirs, the French, to the aristocracy, the Arab aristocracy, like the Caliph and the Sultan.
We were,
Okay, thank you for the interview. How old are you?
No, well, I'm 84.
Oh, wow, 84.
But at that time, when I went to Algiers, well, to the French Navy as a pilot, I was 21.
So he was an officer pilot in a on a French aircraft carrier.
Yes.
De Gaulle?
But it was not yet De Gaulle. It was the old aircraft carrier,
yes,
which was given by the American after the war.
Oh, okay.
I was on the Lafayette.
Lafayette, yeah.
La Romanche, well, that was English one. Yeah. Lafayette, Bois Bello.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
Welcome.
Yeah, bye bye.
Bye.
Whom adinia nada rogum squos tuman kremnisti put blistit noche tiho pustunia vnimlet Bogu и звездою говорит, и звездою говорит.
Oh, beautiful, nice.
В небесах торжественно и чудно спит земля в сиянии голубом. Что же мне и так больно, и так трудно? Жду чего? Валею ли о чем? Дульче вон, валею ли о чем?
Superb, nice. So you grew up in Moscow, because your father was working at the embassy.
Yes, he was. He was a military attaché.
Ah, yeah. Okay. You're all in the military, eh?
Yeah. Oh, it's a... Well, it's a tradition in the family.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Very nice.
You are welcome, comme on dit.